Hi, I'm Dr. Arthur Wilson, PhD, the creator of All Things Change, a podcast about change and transformation. This podcast explores business transformation successes and failures. My interest in this topic stems from my personal journey and a career fostering transformation. During my career, I have assisted individuals, organizations, and industries to change. In a small way, I hope I had a positive influence on the social and economic well-being of others. But first, what do I mean by transformation? By transformation, I mean a change from a current state to an improved, desired state. Along the transformation journey, there are very few shortcuts. Getting to the desired state will take hard work, discipline, and determination, but the results can be profound and radical. The change can lead to an entirely different level of personal or business satisfaction and effectiveness. However, change can be difficult, and most transformation initiatives fail. Failed projects can cause businesses to implode and create a negative impact on the reputation of individuals and organizations. A failed project can also have a negative impact on investors, investor confidence, and their wealth. In the case of Elizabeth Holmes and the Theranos deception, a failed project can influence decisions that could have a detrimental impact on the health and well-being of individuals. I remember seeing Elizabeth Holmes on the cover of magazines with stories praising her intelligence, her ambition, and her vision. To me, and I'm sure to many others, Elizabeth's story was amazing, full of challenges she seemed to overcome, and she seemed to symbolize hope for a brighter future
and a promise to
revolutionize health through blood testing and diagnosis.
She was young and
busting through the glass ceiling and blazing a path for other women. She was poised to be an icon of success for the times in the mold of her idol, Steve Jobs. However, it was all a hoax. The Elizabeth Holmes presented to me and the world through the media was a fraud. In this episode, I will talk about how Elizabeth and her company, Theranos, failed and describe how this disaster may have been avoided using a methodical way to identify and manage risk. So please, sit back, relax, and join me on a brief tour about Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos, and how this fraud could have been prevented. Let me talk briefly about success. I don't know if I met anyone that did not want to be a success in something. And success takes many forms. People may seek to find success from work, academic achievement, sport, helping others, becoming an expert with a favorite hobby. Sometimes people measure success by the number of friends they have or the number of likes they receive on social media. And of course, people measure success by wealth. Sometimes, to be thought of as being successful, people will sacrifice things. They'll sacrifice their integrity and their soul for power and money. A fictional person often considered a poster child for people that strive to be successful is Charles Foster Kane from one of my favorite movies, Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane is rumored to be based on the real-life story of U.S. publishing magnate William Randolph Hearst. It was once said that Hearst never believed in anything except himself. However, throughout his life, he desperately sought and craved for approval and continuously searched for admiration and applause. In the movie, Kane had a threatening father that was actually weak, and he was abandoned by his mother early in his life. As the movie unfolds, to overcome his childhood trauma, Kane focused on being successful at making money. He tried to use money and material possessions to fill the void he felt his parents created. In my opinion, money did not fill the void. Kane died a sad, lonely, and broken man. In the world of nonfiction, success can fuel greed and a heightened sense of entitlement. For example, in 2005, Tyco's CEO, Dennis Kozlowski, was convicted and sentenced to 8 years in jail for using company funds to throw his wife a $2 million birthday bash on an Italian island and for receiving over $80 million in unauthorized bonuses. Another example of greed and entitlement is Jack Welch. The legendary CEO of General Electric became very, very wealthy, but tarnished his reputation with a retirement package that included letting General Electric continue to pick up the bill for the use of a private jet, tickets to courtside seats for sporting events. The company also was paying for, at his retirement, a swanky Manhattan apartment with staff. In 2004, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission charged General Electric for failing to fully describe the substantial benefits it had agreed to pay Jack Welch. The problem I have is that Jack did not need General Electric to pick up the cost. He was worth well over $700 million. That's power and greed, and it became corrosive. Making money can be considered one measure of success. How you generate and maintain wealth and your integrity does matter. I don't know of anyone who wants their legacy to haunt their family name in scandal in the pursuit of success. Elizabeth Holmes has a tarnished legacy. She will not be remembered as an innovator that changed the world for the better. Like many, Elizabeth Holmes wanted to be very, very successful. Her dream of success was based on the creation of significant wealth, being seen as being more intelligent, more clever, and more charming than others. And Elizabeth wanted the power and the influence that come with being seen as being very, very successful. The catalyst for a path of success was an invention she created. This journey started off as a dream, but turned into a nightmare for her and her company. Elizabeth's invention involved technologies to take a few drops of blood from your finger and performing over 200 diagnostic tests on the sample that ranged from cholesterol to cancer. These tests could have possibly saved your life or the life of a loved one. Initially, her company, their shareholders and clients and customers believed in her. But her invention and her company were based on lies. Before I examine what went wrong, first a bit of background about Elizabeth Holmes and the company she created, Theranos. Theranos was a consumer healthcare technology startup. It was created in 2003 after Elizabeth, a well-connected 19-year-old Stanford University dropout, used her education trust from her parents to start her company. The name Theranos is said to have been created by Elizabeth and is a combination of the words therapy and diagnosis. Theranos leadership, led by CEO Elizabeth Holmes, claimed the company would transform the blood testing industry. Elizabeth repeatedly presented as facts to investors and the public that Theranos could produce results that were more accurate and more reliable than those used by conventional methods, all at a faster speed and a much lower cost than previously thought possible. By 2015, Forbes magazine named Holmes the youngest and wealthiest self-made female billionaire in America on the basis of a $9 billion valuation of her company. By many accounts, Elizabeth was considered very, very successful. Many around the world admired this young, energetic, focused, hard-charging CEO with her confident, winning smile. However, the transformation from the current state of collecting and analyzing blood samples to a desired state of collecting blood from a painless pinprick of a finger was too good to be true. And even with billions of dollars at her disposal, her invention never worked as she promised. In reality, Elizabeth was dishonest and schemed of ways not to share data with the scientific community. This data would have indicated that Theranos' technology would not work as advertised and expose Elizabeth as a fraud. Awareness of the Theranos debacle increased in 2015 when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services censured the company, finding the company presented immediate jeopardy to patient health and safety. During that same year, an investigative reporter, John Carreyrou, working for the Wall Street Journal, revealed that many Theranos tests were not being run by their own machines, but instead were being tested on standard blood diagnostic testing machines at other companies. The promise of transforming the multi-billion-dollar blood testing industry through state-of-the-art industry-changing technology amounted to Elizabeth and her company being downright deceitful. By June 2016, Elizabeth Holmes' net worth reportedly dropped from $4.5 billion to nothing. Elizabeth was charged with fraud on the 14th of June, 2018. So, what went wrong? My research indicated there are four categories, each with a set of risks identified and mitigated if a project is to be successful. First, there must be good leadership and management. Second, there must be ways that have a positive influence on the culture of industries, organizations, and even communities. Three, you must have processes in place to support the project and sustain the solution once the project is completed. Four, the selection, adoption, and use of appropriate technology. We use these four categories to assess what went wrong with Theranos. First, leadership and management. Leadership sets the vision and strategic direction for Theranos. Managers are tasked to develop and execute the plans of the leadership to achieve the vision. Together, leadership and management were responsible for governance, risk management, and the allocation of human and financial resources to support Theranos innovations and projects. The leadership and management team of Theranos also had a key role in creating and maintaining supportive stakeholders. Theranos leadership failed to put in place adequate governance and thoroughly act upon risk. They allocated little time to understanding business or science facts. Theranos had a board with world-renowned people on it. However, none had a medical background. Consequently, there was little evidence of a vision based on reality or strategic plans that aligned with facts from community engagement or people that had expert knowledge. The second reason Theranos failed, their culture. The culture of the organization was influenced by the leadership of Theranos and how they communicated to build support for their vision. They also had to change community ideas about how blood analysis was going to be undertaken and change from a cumbersome state to a much simpler, quicker, lower cost desired state. Activities supported by leadership that influence culture include raising customer awareness of the project, ensuring good, thorough training to use the new technology, and making sure this training is available to staff and external stakeholders. It's also important to listen to customers and incorporating their feedback. How responsive an organization is towards customers is an indication of the culture of the organization. Theranos eventually became non-responsive. Elizabeth influenced the thinking, attitudes, and behaviors of internal and external stakeholders and the public through a combination of direct communications, marketing materials, financial statements, business models, and other information. She used these tools to gain their support and have them invest in Theranos. Within Theranos, the company had a disturbing culture. Led by Elizabeth, Theranos had an internal culture that fostered deceit and a toxic environment that included fear and intimidation. As experts inside and outside of the company questioned the technology, Elizabeth and her enforcers ignored, bullied, or threatened him. Some speculate that perhaps her idea could have worked, but there wasn't a productive, honest dialogue or collaboration to work through the issues or the problems to mitigate the risk. Knowing there would be repercussions, lawsuits, or getting fired, employees just seemed to keep their heads down and go along with the charade, thereby enabling the sham to continue for years. The third reason Theranos failed: poor, ineffective processes. Processes consider the administrative and operational processes that support the change or transformation effort. The processes include activities to support and ensure the vision of Theranos can be achieved. The process related to customer engagement, financial services, supply chain activities, the delivery of consumer education, staff training, professional development process, how audit, risk management, human resource management functions are performed are important processes. It also includes matters related to production, assembly, and security. As part of the deceit, Theranos claimed to be innovators on the cusp of something great, but in all actuality, their processes included using traditional blood testing methods and equipment, as their methods and equipment just did not work. As a result of their poor processes, Theranos risked patients' health by sending some customers wildly inaccurate test results. The final reason Theranos failed: poor technology. Technology was intended to support the Theranos processes. Good technology aligned with good business plans can lead to effective customer-focused services essential for successful change from a current state to a more desirable state. The Theranos technology did not work as Elizabeth promised and promoted. The device produced inaccurate results. And in 2013, under Elizabeth's leadership, the company had started deploying its failed technology in stores in California and Arizona. The lessons learned from this terrible experience can benefit many. It is a lesson in making sure the hard work is done. Over time, Elizabeth spent more time and energy on creating a facade instead of facing the reality. More resources were diverted from real work, and instead more time was spent to hide the truth that Theranos and their projects were failing. Making sure you have the appropriate leadership and management, the ability to influence culture in a way that is honest and ethical, developing and improving appropriate processes, and the processes supported by the right technologies can help create a successful project that will not only benefit you and your company, but also your customers. Thank you for listening. I am Dr. Arthur Wilson, PhD, the host of All Things Change, a podcast about transformation. Until next time, please take care.